Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins of VR Podcasting. Haven't done a little audio in my own blog for a little while, but it's Christmas, isn't it? So, you know, we've got to get the Christmas songs out and do something. I mean, I did loads to, with Octava, although I didn't finish it, but yeah, lots of music medleys for different reasons, and I thought that I'd do a Christmas medley today, so this is what this is, and try and do a bit of talking over it, and try and not speak over the vocals. I'll do that as much as possible, at least let you hear a bit of some of my favourite Christmas songs and why I find them favourite. Okay, so we started off with The Darkness, yes, with Christmas Time, I think it was called. That was sort of not the 2005, I think. And then The Waitresses with 1980, I think that was the Christmas wrapping. And then this is Jonah Louie, who I am going to talk over, actually, because I need to sort of go on and tell you why I'm playing these songs. I want to challenge you, and I want to say that can you find a Christmas song that's brilliant that's of today, or at least in the last 10 years? Because my submission is, and we're having this discussion at work, my submission, and people seem to agree, was that we haven't had decent songs like to do Christmas since the 80s, and then we were sort of talking about why that was. So, you know, of course there was ones before that, like you know, So This Is Christmas, with John Lennon and all that, but then say we got to the 80s and yeah, really towards the end of that, just the Christmas number one thing stopped being competitive, didn't it? And you know, we had X Factor and all that starting, but I reckon that the Christmas song died off before then. you look at like all the Now albums, and they're like the Now, that's what I'll call Christmas. They don't renew it and put like new Christmas songs on there. Not really new. So if anyone can play some decent Christmas songs that are better than the ones that I've got here, or at least as good as, then please do. So I think we had a resurgence back in the, say, 2005, when I think it was Love Actually came out. Was that 2005? 2000 something. And there was a whole range of Christmas songs, and I thought, oh, brilliant, you know, we're going to get to number one for Christmas. We're going to have a number one at Christmas that is a Christmas song. And, you know, even Cliff Richard, even he brought out a new Christmas song, because he seemed to do one for, every year for years, didn't he? But yeah. And then you would have thought, you know, 100 years of the First World War, you'd have thought that it'd be something that would just come in and be a Christmas number one around the truce, or the so-called truces that happened sporadically around the First World War, and, you know, people coming out and playing football, the Germans and the English playing football and all that. So, but no, I don't know. I'm playing some of my favourite ones, and I'm telling you why I'm playing them, really, but that's the starting point. So if you know of any better songs, then come and share them, because I'll be interested. I would. Anyway, this is Jonah Louie, Stop the Cavalry. Again, it's another 80s song, and so will the next one be, I think. I'm trying to remember what I'm playing next. Oh no, it's going to be Chris Rea with Driving Home for Christmas, so we'll let him get on with it. But again, that was late 80s, wasn't it? About 1986 or something. Here he is. And don't you just love this song, you know, it's all about getting home and traffic jams and, yeah, I'm going to be there for Christmas. Ha! That kind of thing. I will definitely plan this on my way back here when it's Christmas Eve nearly. But yeah, it'll be good. I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe in tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around, but soon there'll be a freeway. Take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Cliff Richard, Little Town of Bethlehem. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You listen to this song. Oh man, there's so much going on. They made amazing songs back then, didn't they? Listen to this.
sings, oh, angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord
since his mission did start, and over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel, and they were afraid. And the stranger spoke, he said, "Do not fear, I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music filled the air.
So, Little Town of Bethlehem by Cliff Richard always fills me with awe, because, you know, it's all very much about, for me, the meaning of Christmas. But I've always found my Christmases to be, I've always been a bit, there's a bit of mystery, isn't there, with the whole thing around Christmas and the birth of Jesus and all the, and what we celebrate Christmas for and why we celebrate Christmas. And so I kind of like the Chris DeBurr Spaceman Came Travelling, because it's not, I mean, obviously I don't think Alien came and shone his little star, that was a spaceship and all that, but it's kind of quite nice really. And then the whole thing of, you know, people flying like this thing, and, you know, you watch things like Polar Express, which I'm not really sure about that as a film, actually, it's a bit weird, but you know what I mean, things flying and fairiness and fairy tales and stuff, it's kind of when adults kind of stray a little bit into all that kind of that territory really, isn't it? And then Alan Jones when he was a wee nipper, he's about 13 albums, you know that, he's just got an album out now, but yay, And then this song, I mean, this song is so not about Christmas, is it? I mean, if you listen to the words of Edison, Lake and Palmer, what they were singing, you know, and that there is no Father Christmas, basically. I'm not saying there isn't a Father Christmas. I'm saying he said there isn't a Father Christmas. And that's why it's all cynical. Oh, look, if you've got any... Look, I don't know. There might be a Father Christmas, all right? It's just that Edison, Lake and Palmer were not sure. Okay? Yay. So I'm going to let them... I think this is it. I think we've finished.